Welcome to the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church. We hope our broadcast will bless you.
The sermon I have is called The Old Man from St. George Street. Verse today, Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. You know, each and every one of us have a testimony. Because it's your testimony. Nobody can tell you that's not true. You know, you can quote scripture and people can interpret it whatever way they want. But they cannot deny your own testimony. This story began a number of years ago in a Baptist church in Crystal Palace in South London. The Sunday morning service was closing and a man stood up at the back and raised his hand and said, "Excuse me, Pastor, can I share a testimony?" And the pastor looked at his watch and said, "You have 3 minutes." And when I first read that, I thought, no, I couldn't tell you a whole lot in 3 minutes. I like to talk. That's why I like to be on the radio. But the man proceeded, and this was his short story. "I've just moved into this area. I used to live in Sydney, Australia. And just a few months back, I was visiting some relatives, and I was walking down St. George Street. A strange little white-haired man stepped out from a shop doorway and put a pamphlet in my hand and said, 'Excuse me, sir, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you die tonight, are you assured of heaven?' I was astounded by these words. No one had ever asked me that. I thanked him courteously, and all the way home to London, this puzzled me. I called a friend who was a Christian, and he led me to Christ." The Baptist pastor flew to Adelaide, Australia the next week, and 10 days later, in the middle of a three-day series at a Baptist church in Adelaide, a woman came up to him for some counseling. He wanted to establish where she stood with Christ. She said, "I used to live in Sydney, and just a couple months back I was visiting some friends and doing some last-minute shopping down on St. George Street. A strange little white-haired man stepped out from a shop doorway and offered me a pamphlet and said, 'Excuse me, ma'am, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you die tonight, are you assured of heaven?' I was disturbed by these words," she said. "When I got home to Adelaide, I knew this Baptist church was on the next block from me. I sought out the pastor, and he led me to Christ." The London pastor was now very puzzled. Twice in 2 weeks, he'd heard the same testimony. He then flew to preach in the Mount Pleasant Church in Perth, Australia. When this teaching series was over, the senior elder of that church took him out for a meal. And he asked the elder how he had met Jesus. "I grew up in this church from the age of 15. I never made a commitment to Jesus, just hopped on the bandwagon like everyone else. Because of my business ability, I grew up to a place of influence. I was on a business trip to Sydney just 3 years ago. An obnoxious, spiteful little man stepped out of a shop doorway on St. George Street, offered me a religious pamphlet, and accosted me with the question, 'Excuse me, sir, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you died tonight, are you assured of heaven?' I tried to tell him I was a Baptist elder, but he wouldn't listen to me. I was seething with anger all the way home from Sydney to Perth. I told my pastor, thinking that he would sympathize. But he agreed. He had been disturbed for years knowing that I didn't have a relationship with Jesus. And he was right. My pastor led me to Jesus just 3 years ago." The London preacher flew home and was soon speaking at the Keswick conventions in the Lake District. He shared these three testimonies with this group. At the close of this teaching series, four elderly pastors came up and explained that they too had met Jesus between 25 and 30 years earlier through the same little man on St. George Street, offering them a pamphlet and asking that same question. Excuse me, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you die tonight, are you assured of heaven? The following week, he flew to a similar Keswick convention in the Caribbean to speak to missionaries. He shared these same testimonies. At the close of his teachings, three missionaries came forward and said that they too had met Jesus between 15 and 25 years earlier by that same little man's testimony and the same question on St. George Street in Sydney. Next, the Baptist pastor stopped in Atlanta, Georgia, to speak at a naval chaplain convention. Here, for 3 days, he spoke to over 1,000 Navy chaplains. Afterward, the chaplain general took him out for a meal, and he asked the chaplain how he became a Christian. It was miraculous. I was working on a naval battleship and living a reprobate life. We were doing exercises in the South Pacific, and we docked at Sydney Harbor for replenishments. We hit King's Cross with a vengeance. I was blind drunk, got on the wrong bus, and got off on St. George Street. As I got off the bus, I thought I saw a ghost. As this man jumped out in front of me, pushed a pamphlet in my head, and said, "Sailor, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you died tonight, are you assured of heaven?" The fear of God hit me immediately. I was shocked sober. Ran back to the ship and sought out the chaplain. He led me to Christ. I soon began to prepare for the ministry under his guidance. I am now in charge of 1,000 chaplains who are bent on soul winning today. 8 months later, the same London pastor was preaching in Sydney, Australia. He asked the local Baptist minister if he knew of a little elderly white-haired man who handed out tracts on St. George Street. He replied, "Yes, I do. His name is Mr. Jenner, although I don't think he does it anymore because he's so frail and elderly." 2 nights later, they went to meet him in his little apartment. They knocked on the door, and this tiny, frail old man greeted them. He sat them down and made some tea. He was so frail that he was slopping the tea into the saucer as his hands shook. The London preacher sat there and told him all of these accounts from the previous 3 years. This little man sat with tears running down his cheeks as he told them his story. I was serving on an Australian warship. I was living a good-for-nothing life. In a crisis, I really hit the wall. One of my colleagues, to whom I gave literal hell, was there to help me. He led me to Jesus, and the change in my life was night to day in 24 hours. I was so grateful to God that I promised him that I would share Jesus in a simple way with at least 10 people a day. As God gave me strength, I did that. Sometimes I was sick and couldn't do it, but I made up for the days I missed at other times. I have done this for over 40 years. The best place was on St. George Street, where I saw hundreds of people a day. I got lots of rejections, but a lot of people courteously took the track. In 40 years of doing this, I have never heard of one single person coming to Jesus until today. How many of you have been praying for someone? How many of you every day witness for Jesus? This man did it for 40 years and didn't even know the influence he had. It's a very simple thing. Hands out a pamphlet and says, "Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And without them ever being able to say yes or no, if you die tonight, are you assured of heaven? I mean, how simple is that? We all could do that. That was his testimony. And like I said, we all have our own personal testimonies. But that's a very simple thing to do. And you know, Strong Tower Radio has a testimony too. And I know there's at least one person sitting in this congregation because of Strong Tower Radio. Hi, Lois. And maybe there's others, and hopefully you're all listening. Tune in sometime. And I don't know if you know the story, Strong Tower Radio, where we got that name from. If you'd like to open up your Bibles to Proverbs 18:10. It's Proverbs 18:10. And this was, I'm not sure we had even thought about having a name for the radio station. Because when you see, when we started, it started about 2007, 2008, and when we finally went on the air, it was in 2009, and we got to pick our call letters, which in Cadillac is WGCP, and that means where God's character is proclaimed. And when God called us, and I happen to be privileged to, some people called that were starting this and asked me to be on their board of directors. We thought it was just little old Cadillac, Michigan, you know, the greater Cadillac area. That's what God was doing. But boy, as he had a bigger plan. Proverbs 18:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." And so George was having devotions at home one day, and he had that verse sitting there, and the Lord impressed him. Strong Tower. What a great name. And so that's how we decided to call our radio station Strong Tower Radio. If you also want to look up Psalm 61:3, there's another verse that talks about Strong Tower. And it's in Psalm 61:3. And it says, "For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy." So I just thank God that he impressed us that we needed to call our radio station Strong Tower Radio. And you know, we're faith-based, listener-supported. This is a bunch of laymen from Seventh-day Adventist Church that have put this station together. And not too long after Cadillac was on the air, the Lord allowed us to purchase 97.9 FM up in Newberry. And then your station, which is 90.7, it's out of Gladwin. And actually your station covers a lot more people than all our other stations. The Newberry up in the UP, it doesn't cover very many people because there's not a lot of very many people in the UP. And I'll tell you a little story about that. You know, when we were kind of praying about this, you know, was this opportunity was given to us, what should we do? And it was after we had started, so we started in 2009, and 2010 we went to camp meeting, and, you know, we're presenting what we're doing, and, you know, everybody's like, well, like down here, down in Grand Rapids, down in, you know, Detroit, well, when you coming there? You know, everybody wants to be, have something in their area. And then this UP comes along, and I'm driving, and I'm praying about this because I don't know if we'd already had the board meeting or we were going to have the board meeting, but I was praying, talking to the Lord about this. And I'm like, well, Lord, why the UP? You know, why not Grand Rapids or Detroit? And immediately I felt guilty. Well, not that you don't have children up in the UP. You know, that's not what I meant. I mean, the Lord really convicted me. And what I heard him say to me was, let me see what you do with what I'm giving you. And so I'm so thankful that he led us there. to Newberry, because then, and I don't know if you know the miracle story about how your station got started, but it's a total miracle. Have you guys ever heard how the Gladwin story, how the Gladwin radio station came about? No? You want me to tell you? Because where we're airing out of Cadillac comes down to close to that area. And but there was another radio station, and I'm not even sure what radio station is. It is that though. It's stronger than our 91.9, but it had to close down for 2 days because they were doing repairs. For 2 days, while they were off the air, a gentleman who owned a little 100-watt radio station in Gladwin heard our station. He liked what he heard. He went online, checked us out, which is strongtowerradio.org. And he called us and said, would you like to buy my station? And even though his was only 100 watt, it is a 10,000 watt station. I mean, we were not looking for this. God laid this in our lap. And so we followed through with that one. And we are so thankful because, I mean, you go almost to Grayling, south of Grayling, you can hear this station, 90.7, all the way down to south of Midland here. We had somebody call us that worked at the airport. He could pick it up in his car in the parking lot. And it goes over towards GLA. So your station really is covering a lot of Michigan. And then the people up in the UP, because Newberry's over, you know, Sault Ste. Marie. Oh, and I will tell you, the people in Canada are so thankful for the Newberry station, because we air from Newberry, but it goes into Canada. And they are so thankful because, you know, and it's coming here sooner than later, I do believe, but in Canada, it is considered hate crime. It is against the law to even read out of this Bible where homosexuality is a sin. So when our radio station is talking about this in Canada, there's nothing they can do about it because it's an American station. So the Canadians up there, Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, they're very thankful for Strong Tower Radio. But you go a little bit farther west up in the UP, and they lose us. So the Lord now has blessed us with WUPJ, which is 90.9 FM. And I'll give you a little hint now. I told you about WGCP out of Cadillac, where God's character is proclaimed. And your pastor didn't even know this, WBHL, because he lives. So now you can share people, you know, have you heard the new radio station, WBHL, because he lives? And WUPJ is UP for Jesus. The one that we bought that was WIHC, that was the station's ID. So if you come up with good acronym, let us know, okay? But it's amazing the stories we hear. And the people that call in, the people that send emails. And I was just given a letter this week that came in with a donation, and I'd like to read it to you. It's on a little note card. It says a personal note. It says, Jelaine, you play very meaningful songs on your Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon programs. I especially like You Lift Me Up and Drinking From My Saucer, which are two of my favorite songs. That's why she probably hears them a lot. And lots of your other selections. I've been widowed, and songs about heaven mean a lot, as my husband was a Christian serving his Savior. I also like Romans 8:28. I always end that, my program, with Romans 8:28. When a person goes through a lot, which I have, the whole chapter of Romans 8 is very special and has been for years. You know, this is such an encouragement when we get stuff like this, because we have no idea, you know, the songs we're playing, the things we say, you know, like I said, I mean, You Lift Me Up and Drinking From My Saucer, those are songs that I really like, but I don't know if anybody else likes them. And so it means a lot when I know that, you know, I'm helping to bless somebody. And that's why I talked about we need to be blessings. Every single day we need to be a blessing to someone. And I don't know if you had heard the story. Linda and her husband, they live up by Coleman. They listen to your station, your radio station here. And Steve runs an auto repair business. And this lady came in because there was something wrong with the car. It was acting up. Anyways, Linda and her were talking, and this lady started telling her about the new radio station she had heard about on Strong Tower Radio. Anyways, Linda knew about it, and she had a program, so she gave her, you know, a program. And she was telling her that it was a miracle station. And this lady said she already knew it was a miracle station because it was an answer to her prayers. She and other prayer partners from her old church had been praying for a long time for God to send light into Harrison, Michigan. And then she heard Strong Tower Radio. Linda says her son, who had been listening to the conversation, asked which church she attends. She shared she was a Baptist, originally Catholic, but now she considered herself, this is in her own words, a Strong Tower Adventist. They wanted us to know about that. I mean, so if you have stories like this, call us or send an email. Both George and I have email, and it's at strongtowerradio.org. You know, George at strongtowerradio.org, or Jelaine, and my name's Jilane, it's J-I-L-A-N-E. And then, you know, Pastor Corey had shared with us last summer about a couple coming to the Mount Pleasant Church, and I'm assuming he might have shared that with you guys too. This couple showed up at church early on a Saturday morning, wanted to know if they could come to church there. They were there before most everybody else had been. And they were studying to be baptized. I don't know if they've been baptized yet. So, you know, God is moving. And if you look out there, signs of times, Jesus is coming back soon. And, you know, I'm like the rest of you. I'm a volunteer there. I do real estate for a profession. My husband and I have a farm. And so I'm caught up in the world, you know, making a living and having kids and grandkids, you know. But what are we doing for Jesus? You know, every day, somebody like I haven't seen at church, or, you know, and I'm like, well, talking to myself, Lord, you know, what's wrong? Why aren't they coming to church? And it's like, well, what are you doing about it? Are you contacting them? Are you letting them know you miss them? And then, you know, when you're out in the world, and we're at the grocery store, and all these people, how many people, they don't know about Jesus. They don't know the truth that's in the Bible. And that's what our verse is. You know, we all have a testimony. And let's turn to Romans 10:14. And so I want you to be convicted like the Lord's convicted me as you're going about your business, buying groceries, getting gas. You're driving down the road. You see people walking. Do they know about Jesus? Romans 10:14 says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You know, don't let that word preacher, well, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a preacher. I can tell you that right now. I like to talk. But if we don't tell people what God has done for us, and share with them he's coming back soon, the signs of the times, and the Bible truth, how are they going to know? You may be the only person that will be able to reach them. Just ask God to help you. And one of the ways is to share about the radio station. And I don't know if the pastor's brought you back our a bunch of business cards. We've got business cards. This is Your Story Hour. Money Wise, because that's a program on our radio. And, of course, Bible Answers Live. You know, this is our favorite program. Everybody loves Doug Batchelor. On the back, we have all four of our stations. And actually, we're in the process of purchasing another one in Mayo, WAVC. And then for Cadillac, we're going to be having Strong Tower TV. We're going to be doing a 3ABN affiliate TV station. That should be coming soon. But we're all about radio, okay? Just so you know, we're all about radio. You guys want? You guys have 3ABN TV down here, right? On air? Or is that over cable? Dish? Is it over? Is it a local station? Oh, well, hallelujah. Anyways, you can pass these out to anybody. You know, the other day, I had stopped to pick up something for my husband. And I'm not sure what the people were talking about, the lady that worked there, and then apparently she had some cousins that were passing through Cadillac. And I forgot what they said, and anyways, the Lord, you know, touched me. You know, I said something that they were talking about radio. I don't know. And I said, well, I bet you're not listening to the local Christian station, Strong Tower Radio, here in Cadillac. And the lady that worked there said, no, I've not heard of that. But, oh, I'm old-fashioned. They probably don't play Christian music like I like. And I said, oh, yes, I bet they do. I said, I volunteer there. And I said, 91.9. We play, you know, reverent music. And she looked at me. I said, we don't play Christian rock and pop. She's like, really? And I said, yeah. And so anyways, what a perfect opportunity to be able to hand out one of these business cards. And it doesn't matter which one of these are, because on the back we've got all the stations. And so, anybody seen these yet? Your pastor hasn't got these? Maybe he just got them last week, so he'll be bringing them and passing them out. But if anybody would like some, I do have some with me that I'd be glad to give to you. As you pay a bill, stick them in the bill, especially if it's somebody locally. And, you know, it doesn't matter. Just be witnessing for Jesus with everything you do. I want to talk just briefly here in closing about the opportunity that God has given us with the Mayo station. And some of these are going to be passed out to you. And you will be getting, if you're on our mailing list, you will be getting the new March's newsletter. But this is a little mini newsletter. And if you guys want to pass them out now to whoever would like them. And if you open it up, it talks about WAVC, which is 93.9 in Mayo. And again, this was another radio station. Somebody called us, wanted to know if we'd be interested in buying the station. And when I say it's only $150,000, you need to understand communication, buying stations is very expensive. Well, we've raised $100,000 of this. And now we have someone that has presented us with a fantastic opportunity. They will give us $25,000 more if we will match that $25,000. And time is running out because soon the FCC will be agreeing this purchase. And when the FCC says everything's ready to go, they let the sellers know, the sellers are okay, let's sign the paperwork, hand over the money. Well, I think God is waiting till we have the money, so he's letting things not progress as fast, because the people that own the station thought by now, it would be already okayed and we'd be on the air. And so there's an envelope in there if you'd like to donate, help, you know, to help this station. And you see there's a little map that shows you, you know, how it's going to cover. So WBHL here in this area and WAVC will kind of overlap, which there's nothing wrong with that. Because sometimes when you're, especially if you're driving, Brian and I were driving, we're listening to 91.9, and we got a little bit farther south of Cadillac, I switched it over 90.7 so I could continue hearing the story that was on the radio. And, you know, if you'd like to help, of course we need prayers. You always can help with your prayers. So please keep Strong Tower Radio in your prayers. And as the Lord leads, we've had inklings from downstate. We just want to do whatever God wants us to do and lead us. But you know, having this radio station has been a benefit, not just to you personally, but to your church, because it's helping to bring members, new members to your church. So just ask God what you can do. You know, and pray, of course, but what else can you do? Passing these things out is a wonderful thing. What a way to witness. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you work with us, that you give us the opportunity to work for you, to witness for you. We just pray, Jesus, you'd forgive each one of us and where we err and fall short, that you'd give us victory over Satan, the temptations he puts before us, how he tries to discourage us, to keep us from doing your will. We just pray, Lord, that you'd help us to have faith and trust in you. And we know you're more powerful than Satan. And the war's already been won. We just ask that you'd help us to be better Christian witnesses, to be letting others know about your soon coming, and that we would reflect you, your character, so that others would want to know more about you. Thank you, Jesus, for the ultimate sacrifice of dying so that we can spend eternity with you. Come soon, Lord Jesus. This is our prayer. In your name, amen.
You have been listening to the broadcast from the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2420 East Ashman in Midland, Michigan. If you are in the area, we cordially invite you to visit our church Saturday mornings. If you're a distance away, we encourage you to continue visiting our website and weekly podcast at midlandsda.org.